This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A charity ship carrying aid for Gaza left Cyprus on Tuesday, aiming to open a sea route to deliver supplies to a population aid agencies say is on the brink of famine. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
Gaza has been sealed off from the outside world since Israel began its air and ground invasion 5 months ago, and the United Nations has warned of widespread starvation. The charity ship Open Arms sailed out of the port of Larnaca, towing a barge containing flour, rice and protein. The journey to Gaza could take as long as 2 days because of the heavy tow barge. Bureaucratic obstacles and insecurity have hampered aid deliveries since the start of the war on October 7th. Aid agencies say the latest resort to sea routes and airdrops can provide only limited relief, since Israel has sealed off most land crossings.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. The White House has announced U.S. military officials at the Pentagon will rush about $300 million in weapons to Ukraine after finding some cost savings in its contracts. Tuesday's announcement comes as Ukraine is running dangerously low on munitions and efforts to get fresh funds of weapons have stalled in the U.S. House of Representatives because of opposition from Republican Party lawmakers. The World Food Program's country director for Haiti on Tuesday said Haiti needs a robust humanitarian response.
We've had this baseline level of hunger that's already very high, and this is worsening things even more. So what we're seeing is an increase in violence.
John Martin Bauer made his plea one day after U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the United States would contribute an additional $100 million to a U.N.-backed multinational security force